In our second feature this week, Tim Cook looks back at a simpler time and to a man familiar to so many children of a certain age, and also to a children's writer, creator of an unforgettable bear, both of whom passed away last month. Our reader is Peter Dennington.
Take a guess as to the first programme broadcast on BBC One on January the 1st, 1980. A review of the decade just passed? A special gala show to see in the decade just arrived? No. In those simpler times, a simpler show welcomed viewers to the 1980s. Trumpton, first transmitted in 1967 and narrated by Brian Cant, who passed away on June 19th at the age of 83. To describe Brian as the best thing to come out of Ipswich since the A140 damns him with faint praise, and for around 20 years the actor-presenter pretty much was children's television on the BBC. Play School, Play Away, Bric-a-Brac, Dappledown Farm, The Organ Gang, along with numerous guest appearances on other shows, while of course providing the voices for Trumpton, Camberwick Green and Chigley. Episodes of the Trumpton Shire trilogy were repeated well into the mid-1980s, with some youngsters who viewed the shows during their original run in the mid-1960s doubtless watching them with their own children. Like many of the children's shows of the time, the trilogy combined an innocent charm with a wistful melancholy underlining an elegy for a time already disappearing. Brian was also an actor, both on television and the stage. Norwich's Theatre Royal hosted a live touring version of Chaucer's The Canterbury Tales, featuring Brian, while in 1965 he received one of the great accolades for TV and actors, Extermination by a Dalek in Doctor Who. Brian also had many stints on the storytelling show Jack and Ori, including a string of episodes with stories set in Norfolk, with Brian giving one of the most convincing Norfolk accents I've heard on television, though that's coming from quite a limited field. In 2010, Brian was honoured with a Lifetime's Achievement Award at the Children's BAFTAs ceremony. Already in the grip of the Parkinson's disease that would claim his life, Brian gave a touching speech in which he expressed gratitude and some mild bewilderment at the affection in which his work was held. As anyone who followed children's television will tell you, it has been a sad couple of weeks, for on June 27th, we lost the prolific writer Michael Bond, best known for his Paddington Bear books. The books began in 1958, with the last published earlier this year, though for those of a certain age, it is the 1975 animated TV series that springs to mind. Narrated by Michael Hordern, who later quipped his three most challenging roles were God, Lear, and Paddington Bear. Paddington was a curious mix of cartoon and puppetry. Aside from Paddington, the rest of the show's characters, including the Brown family, who adopted him, were rendered as largely static drawings. A highlight of any episode came when Paddington reached under his hat for his favourite snack, a marmalade sandwich, and I'm sure after many episodes, I pestered my mother to make me a sandwich just like the one Paddington had enjoyed. In the days after Michael's death was announced, fans not only laid flowers at the bronze statue of Paddington sited in the train station from which he took his name, but also jars of marmalade. Many of those mourners may have recalled the episode in which Paddington performed Gene Kelly's Singing in the Rain, a tribute hailed at the time as on a par with Morecambe and Wise's famous rendition. Paddington originated from Bond's memories of child refugees arriving at Reading Station during the Second World War with a small suitcase for luggage and a label around their necks. Paddington's friend, the antique shop owner Mr. Gruber, was based on the Hungarian refugees Bond worked with at the BBC's monitoring service at Caversham Park. Paddington Bear himself is an immigrant, orphaned by an earthquake in darkest Peru. Hoping to start a new life in England, he is welcomed by the Brown family, who adopt him and treat Paddington as one of the family. As I said, they were simpler times.